When I first read this story, Raven, I didn't even think it was a big deal. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I understand why they're doing that. And I moved on to the next story. Mm-hmm. But it's been like 5 days now, and everybody's been talking about it and complaining about it. And I think people have lost their minds.
What's going on?
I'm Anna. That's Raven. There is a restaurant out in San Francisco. It's kind of a swanky restaurant.
I would imagine so. I mean, pretty much everything in San Francisco is, right?
Yep. And they have instituted a new rule. It's only temporary while they have, like, conferences. I guess they have a big event going on this week, where if you stay over 90 minutes at the restaurant, they implement an additional $30 per person per hour to sit at the table.
So, after 90 minutes, there's no camping. Like, you got to get out, you got to get moving, or it's how much? It's
$30 per person per hour.
Per person.
So, if you're a table of four, it now becomes $120 an hour.
Don't try and do math.
Oh, here, I won't. But you get it.
I get it. Right. Yes, and it will add up. And I'm not sure if they're tipping on that amount, but I hear it. I'm for that, man.
Me too. So, I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in the restaurant business. My parents own restaurants. And there are the campers. They're the people that come, and their entire night entertainment is to sit at that table.
Right.
And from, like, a local restaurant perspective, like my mom and dad are, where we need to turn those tables
at least
2 to 3 times a night to be able to pay our bills and keep the lights on and pay the staff.
Exceptions being, of course, obviously, if people are still eating and drinking, they can do whatever they want.
Listen, if the kitchen is slow or there's a problem, that's one thing. But when you finish,
you don't mind if somebody moves in.
Right. Like, at that point, you just, it's what are you going to do? It's your mistake.
If it's empty, you don't care about squatters is what you're saying. Because in San Francisco, housing can be a problem. And these people could actually be living
there. They live at table six.
Be living there. Anything could happen.
Oh, that couple, the Petersons, they live at table six.
Right.
That's where they live. The shower's right under the table.
Right. The mail guy is coming by, are they going to begin receiving things here now?
And I think that there's a this false sense where people believe that if they go out to dinner, and let's say you go at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. that's their entertainment for the evening.
Right.
And they just, I've seen it all the time. And the most uncomfortable thing, Raven, and, I've been a hostess.
Is having to ask people to move.
It's, well,
get out.
Having people ask, we had it down to a science.
How do you do it?
Oh, yeah. We say
there's a developed line.
Yeah. There's a couple things we would do.
Give them to me. I need them.
So if it was during the shift, like they had like an earlier reservation and the next reservation was waiting, we'd say, we are so happy that you're here and that you've enjoyed your dinner. We would love to buy you a round at the bar.
Right.
Because we have to get the next table in. It costs us money.
Yeah,
we
got
to buy them
a
round. It is what it is.
Right.
But it keeps everybody happy. But at the end of the night, the squatters at the end of the night, those are the worst.
What do you say to them?
Because people want to go home.
Right. What do you say to them?
You turn on the lights. Right? If you're at a restaurant and they turn on the lights all the way up, you got to go.
It's universal pretty much. If the lights are down anywhere you are and then they are suddenly turned up, I don't even think you need to be in a restaurant or bar. That signals get out or the train is leaving.
Some people don't get the hint. So it would be the last tactic I would use.
What's up?
I send the busboys to take the water off the table. So now... That's what we do.
So not only have they cleaned the table, but even if the water is there, icy
and
delicious, that's it. We're removing your ability to survive like in a desert climate or something. You're removing hydration.
And the last
human thing that we all need.
Like, take a hint. Take it to your house.
Life requires water.
But you're going to love this. The final step to get people out at the end of the night.
Okay.
Zio Damiano, right? We send him in with the broom to start sweeping. My uncle. Go sweep. As soon as they see the dishwashers come out with the brooms, then they know it's time to go.
Does he maintain a perimeter or he gets in close?
Oh, yeah. No, he don't care. He get right in there.